Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, November 29th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrall, and here are the headlines. UWP Roseau Valley candidate Ronald Charles stages a one-man protest to support nurses and public officers. Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown tells ECCB his government will not issue a vesting order to facilitate Scotiabank Antigua divestment. And Bank of England warns a no-deal Brexit could send the pound plunging and sink the United Kingdom into a recession worse than a financial crisis. The news is brought to you, compliments Digicel. More details when we come back.
Heat up your holidays with Digicel.
Get up to 100% off a smartphone and a free plan upgrade for 3 months when you sign up for a new postpaid plan. It's our holiday postpaid for less. Get unlimited regional talk, SMS, and more data for no extra charge. Head on over to a Digicel store today. When Digicel does Christmas, everything's hotter. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Q95 News. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, CDPF, is conducting investigations into a shooting incident which occurred in the Tarish Pit community at about 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 22nd of November. A 23-year-old male, Yukini Alfred of Tarish Pit, stated that at 8 p.m. he was standing on the public road in Tarish Pit when a vehicle stopped alongside him. Four young men got out with guns and tried to force him into the vehicle. He resisted and they beat him on his head with the guns they held. He was able to break free and run, but was fired upon. One bullet grazed him on his right thigh. The men then rushed back to the vehicle and left. He was transported to the accident and emergency ward of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where the wounds to his head, right toes, and right thigh were treated, and he was discharged. In more news, the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, is funding a US $1.5 million renovation project. The emergency shelter prepared project is looking to see restoration works soon to commence on damaged hurricane shelters here in Dominica. Team leader for the International Organization for Migration, IOM, Jean-William Vectam, says a contractor is already on island to get the work started.
The team is here, so we have a project manager from Greece with a lot of experience in emergency shelters there, so he's here. And we are teaming up with the Office of Disaster Management. So they are our counterparts, so we have very frequent meetings. We're now finalizing to determine exactly the work that we're going to do. So we know now, for instance, the toilet repairs or putting solar power systems in the centers. Then we need to know exactly where do we put it, how much cable is required, how do we fit it, how do we make sure that the panels are strongly fitted on the roof. If something falls on it, that it's not breaking. Also, theft is something that we need to take care of, that it is well secured. Batteries are very valuable, so we're now making the details how to do that.
Vectam says training will also be done during this project to better educate those in the government as well as shelter managers.
But the program is more extended. It's not only repairs. We are also going to train all the shelter managers and people from the government and people that want to hear it or that are involved in the emergency shelters. We are working together with ODM on extensive broadcasting of preparedness messages. We are buying equipment and materials for the emergency shelters. Think of beds, mattresses, kitchen equipment, partitioning so that you have more privacy, generators. So that's what is currently ongoing. And the last bit is that we are going to support the government with a shelter, an emergency shelter policy, where we define or where we help to define what are the roles and responsibilities of the different government departments and the private sector.
IOM team leader in Dominica, Jean-William Vecdam. Agronomist Atherton Mate has shared some of his views on the current mindset in Dominica as it relates to the productive sector while hosting 295 FM Radio's Governance and the Economy program on Tuesday. Mate said, "We need to ask ourselves some serious questions as to the impact of the contraction of the productive sector on many other sectors in terms of Dominica's overall development." We apologize, it seems that insert is not available. In more news, speaking to Q95 FM Radio on Wednesday, UWP candidate for the Roseau Valley constituency and attorney at law Ronald Charles raised his voice and held a one-man protest on Wednesday outside the Princess Margaret Hospital on behalf of the nurses of the country, whom he says are working under deplorable conditions island-wide. Charles says he wants to see also significant improvement in the working conditions of all public officers in the public service.
The time has come when we have to stand up for the nurses, and I will extend it to the good police officers of this country. I will extend it to the fire officers of this country. I will extend it to all those in the civil service. That is time we stand up for correct things in Dominica. You cannot tell me that after a few months of the pronouncement of the Minister of Health, who said to us in the public domain that conditions will be improved for our nurses. And here it is, within a few months, they have already decided to take away the transportation from them. We must understand this, that the conditions in the hospital is extremely challenging for the nurses. They need to be able to get from point A to point B. They're the only help that sometimes we have, because you know the equipment are never really functioning. And they are the ones that are there for us all the time. And therefore, to take away the little benefits from them is a disgrace. And I'm calling out on the Minister of Health to please consider the nurses of this country. A lot of them are leaving the land because they're not satisfied with what they're getting.
Charles also pledged to continue raising his voice in advocacy for the nurses of Dominica and by extension for all public officers on island.
So today I stand up here is a soul thing. I stand up in solidarity. I stand up and I will be here for a very long time. I will come here every single morning and I will help to bring a sense of dignity, if I can in my capacity, to the nurses and all the civil servants who are working so hard, but the conditions are challenging. And we have the money. We busted the money. The last budget took off almost $700 million. How much of that was allocated to the nurses, to the policemen, to the fire officers, to the people who are working hard in this country? So I'm standing up in solidarity and I'm saying a clear message that we need to embrace our nurses, you know? So Matt, that is why I'm here and I'll continue to be here.
Attorney at law and United Workers Party candidate and caretaker for the Roseau Valley constituency, Ronald Charles. Sienna Joseph of the Goodwill Primary School won the Central Cooperative Credit Union 2018 Spelling Bee competition. The students were each given 40 words to spell during the competition recently at the Dominica Public Service Union building. Joseph emerged winner after a protracted tiebreaker round with Kanye Robin of the Ebenezer SDA Primary School. Robin placed second. Third place went to Canel Barron of the St. John's Catholic Primary School. Camille Casimir of the Jubla Primary School captured fourth place. Joseph was clearly happy that her hard work and dedicated practice sessions won her the top spot in that competition. In more news, Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown has advised the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, that his government will not be issuing a vesting order to facilitate the Bank of Nova Scotia's divestment of its Antigua holdings, about which there was no consultation. The Prime Minister on Wednesday wrote to Timothy Antwine, the governor of the ECCB, which has regulatory responsibility for banks operating in Antigua and Barbuda's domestic financial space. In this letter, Brown told the ECCB governor, at no stage was the government of Antigua and Barbuda consulted by the Bank of Nova Scotia, nor was its agreement sought in this matter, he says. The people of Antigua and Barbuda, including many persons holding deposits and other investment instruments with the bank, learned of this divestment scheme through a media release. This is Q95 News. A no-deal Brexit could send the pound plunging and trigger a worse recession than the financial crisis, the Bank of England has warned. It said the United Kingdom economy could shrink by 8% in the immediate aftermath if there was no transition period, while house prices could fall by almost a third. The Bank of England also warned the pound could fall by a quarter. The bank's analysis comes after the Treasury said the United Kingdom would be worse off under any form of Brexit. This bank's scenario is not what it expects to happen, but represents a worst-case scenario based on a so-called disorderly Brexit. The scenario looks at the five-year period after the UK leaves the EU, but by the end of 2023, the economy is expected to resume growing. And now the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. on Thursday, November 29th, 2018. A weak surface trough is expected to generate an increase in cloudiness and a few scattered showers across the area during most of today. This will be followed by a gradual drying out of the atmosphere by tonight. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves picking up to 7 feet. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP Roseau Valley candidate Ronald Charles stages a one-man protest to support nurses and public officers here. Antigua and Barbuda PM Gaston Brown tells ECCB his government will not issue a vesting order to facilitate Scotiabank Antigua divestment. And Bank of England warns a no-deal Brexit could send the pound plunging and sink the United Kingdom into a recession worse than a financial crisis. The news was brought to you, compliments Digicel.
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens.